Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yocheved Fegebas Michal Yudisbasia. Soch Sharachol Israel. In the Gemara Maseches Sukkah and Daf Hamad Aleph, Gemara says that we're trying to figure out the sides of the Kaporas, and the Gemara says, don't learn the sides of the Kaporas from the Tzitz and the Zer, because the Torah didn't give a size for that. Rather, the Torah gave a size for the Mezgeres, the Shulchan, and the Mela. You can learn from there the Tefach for the thickness of the Kaporas, but don't learn from the Tzitz and the Zer. Shelo natna v'hem Torah mido. So Tosfos in Dibur Maaskel v'Al writes that v'hod de'omar le'el t'tzitz rachav sh'tei etzbois. You just told me in the Gemara that the tzitz doesn't have a size. The Torah didn't give a size. How can you say the Torah didn't give it a size? Le'el ha'gemara amra she'arochav shel ha'tzitz hu shtei etzbois, it's two etzbois. Onim Tosfot de'ein zeh ein zeh lemid rabbanon. That's only rabbinic. Mishum d'chsiv al mitzchoi shiur mitzchoi v'stam metzach roichav shtei etzbois. So it says on his forehead, and the stam, width of the forehead, is two etzbos. And therefore, the tzitz has to be roichav shtei etzbos, but it's only derabbanan. As lefi ha-pirush hazeh, according to this perush, the tzitz was mamish on his metzach. However, the Riva has a different shat. Atzitz ayamunach b'roish. We just said the tzitz is on the forehead. The Riva learns that tzitz lo ayamunach al hametzach, el al harosh. B'makom ha-se'arot, it was mamish on his head. And the reason is, why does the Riva hold that way? כי בכך הוא מתרץ, מדוע אצל כהן גדול, התורה קוראת מצנפת, כמו שכתוב, ושמת מצנפת על ראשו, ואצל כהן אדיוט, נקרא מגבעת, כמו שכתוב, ומגבעות תעשה להם. So by the כהן גדול, the Torah calls it a מצנפס. Maishna, mishum dekashi lei, because the Riva had a kashi. Maishna gabi kohen gadol. Why is it different gabi the mikbas of the kohen gadol? That the Torah calls it a mitznefes. Kedachsiv esamta mitznefes ala roishoi. Uksivu mitznefes bad yitznaif. That's Shmois 29:6. Vayikra 16:4. ואמר פרק כמה דגיטן בזמן שהמצנפס בראש כהן גדול תהיה התורה בראש כל אדם. And the Gemara in Gittin also uses the lashon of mitznefes. When the mitznefes is on the head of the kohen gadol, then other people can wear a crown. Over kohen, so you see it's a lashon of mitznefes. That's the Gemara in Gittin and Dav Zayin. Over kohen head yod kol ha-migba, migbois, ki tachsiv, u-migbois ta'aseh lahem. It's a different lashon. So the Riva was bothered by the different lashonis. Elevadai mishuno ishoyu zoi mizoi. So it must be that they were different. The shel koyin hedyoit gidoila mishel koyin gadol. Shatzitz hayadoich oisa. So the koyin hedyoit's hat was bigger than the Kohen Gadol's hat. And Gadol's hat was smaller because the tzitz on the head of the Kohen Gadol would push away the mitznefes and would diminish its space that it can take up. V'chein tefillin k'damrinu b'perek sheni d'zvochim. It says in the second parak of Zvochim that even when the Kohen Gadol hayah miniach tefillin, it wouldn't be a chatzitza. Why? Because there's a makom b'roish laniach tefillin. The raya is saro hayah nira bein tzitz l'mitznefes shesham miniach tefillin, because you could see his hair in between the tzitz and the mitznefes, and that's where he'd stick the tefillin. So what would he have, the Kohen Gadol? He would have the tzitz on his hair. He would have the mitznefes on his hair. And he would have the tefillin on his hair. So what does all that do? That makes it for a smaller size. Hashem came the Kohen Hedyot, just had the hat. And therefore the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol was smaller, and it gets its own name. It's called a mitznefes and not a mikbas. But Kohen Hedyot, afagav dehovelin nami tefillin. So the Kohen Hedyot also had tefillin, but they didn't have to make him a smaller hat. But he would put it where the Kohen Gadol would put the tzitz. So the Kohen Hedyot would put his tefillin where the Kohen Gadol put his tzitz. And he wouldn't have to put them exactly where the Kohen Gadol put his tefillin, because there's enough room in the head for two tefillin. That's kosher, to put two pairs of tefillin. So the bottom line is that the Kohen Gadol would have a smaller hat because he would have to make room not only for the tefillin but also for the tzitz, according to the Riva. And the Kohen Hedyot would only have to make room for the tefillin and not for the tzitz. And therefore his mikbas, his hat, was larger. So that explains the different lashonos, because they're different sizes. Now Tosus asks on the Riva, who holds that the tzitz was not on the forehead, but rather on his head. At the beginning of Tosus, we said the tzitz was on his forehead. And now, but the Riva holds that it was on his head. V'afagav degabi tzitz, and now we're asking on the Riva. V'afagav degabi tzitz ksiv, meitzach, that it's on the forehead of Aaron. And for Tosfos, ha-metargiminon, the Targum says, bein einohi, v'amrino perakoy megabiyanei melech ha-kam, ha-kayim lehem tzitz she-bein einecha, v'hai bein einecha, mashma kamoi bein einecha, t'chsiv gabi tefillin sh'akol b'goyva shel ha-roish. So the Targum says, bein einohi, in between your eyes. And adarabba, from the Targum we see that it has to be between his eyes, in other words, in the place of the tefillin, where it says, Bein Einecha, and so we say in Perakoymer and Kedushin, Gabayana Emel, who said to Elezer, Ben Pu'ira, that Elezer Ben Pu'ira said to him, that the rabbis hate you. And the Yanai said, how do I know? So, he said, very simple. Put the tzitz between your eyes, and then you'll see the rabbis telling you not to do it. The rabbi's protesting. So you see, they don't like you. obviously, because what right does Yanni have to wear the tzitz? But Yartzeb is trying to prove to him that the rabbis didn't like him, and he says, put the tzitz between your eyes. What is Bein Einecha? B'hai Bein Einecha Mashma? It's like Bein Einecha Beit Tefillin. So it's B'roishoi V'loi B'mitzchoi. So it's Muchach like the Riva. She'akol B'goy V'shel Roish. That it's all on the head. However, continues Tosfos, so he says that this is not so glat, because tefillin we learn at the end of a koy mitzrab in Menachos 37b, gzeira shav shebein einecha, that the makom tefillin is on the head. We learn gzeira shav from losa simu karcha bein einechem. That also means you're not allowed to make a bald spot when someone dies. That's b'makom sear. So we learn gzeira shav. From the losasimu karcha, they're both talking about the head. So it's mashmat the perish hapashet of bein einecha is forehead, like the riva, not like the riva. And just by tefillin, we have a special gzera shava. So therefore, that's one kasha and a riva. And now Tosis is coming to be derech the riva. That the mitznefes wants to say the mitznefes is smaller than the mikbas. That the mitznefes is smaller than the mikbas, and why is that? Because the tzitz was on his head and it lessened the place of the mitznefes. When we call makoim, afilu haya tzitz al metzach mamish, even if tzitz was on the metzach, we call makoim. We have to say that the mitznefes was smaller. So even if we say that the mitznefes was smaller, that doesn't mean, like the Riva wanted to say, that it's because the tzitz was on the head mamish, but rather the tzitz was on the forehead. And the reason the mitznefes is smaller is because, again, we're being derech the Riva, who says the reason the mitznefes is smaller is because the tzitz was on his head. No. The reason the mitznefes is smaller is because the tzitz was... The reason the mitznefes is smaller is because the tzitz was on the forehead, but it was wrapped around behind the head. And since it was wrapped around behind the head, and then put together with that you had the tefillin, so mimela, there was less room for the tzitz. There was less room for the mitznefes. And that's why the mitznefes is smaller. So we can't accept the assertion of the Riva that the mitznefes was smaller because the tzitz was on the head mamish. No, the tzitz wasn't on the head mamish. The tzitz, says Tosis, was on the forehead. And the reason the mitznefes was smaller is because it was wrapped around the back.
That if the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol was smaller than that of the Kohen Hediot, how does the Gemara in Yuma say that big day Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur, which are big day Lavan, are ksherim the Kohen Hediot? Hare big day lavan ketuv mitznefet. The big day lavan, what does it say? It says mitznefes, which was what we're saying now, smaller than the head of the kohen hediot. So how's it royal the kohen hediot? It says in the Gemara in Yuma that big day kohen gadol and Yom Kippur, which are big day lavan, are ksherim the kohen hediot. The big day la kohen gadol biyom kippurim. The big day, what he was wearing on Yom Kippur,
was kosher for the Kohen Kedio the ganze yar, the whole year. How could it be kosher the whole year? He's got a different hat. V'afagav de bigdei loving ksiv mitznefes. But bigdei loving, it says mitznefes. So how's the Kohen Hedyot going to wear the Kohen God, the bigdei Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, including the mitznefes? Kohen Hedyot has to wear a mikbas. San for Taisvis. But that we say the bigdei Hedyot, bigdei Kohen Gadol are ksher in the Kohen Hedyot is b'sha'ar begodim ayri chutz mina mitznefes. It's talking about the other garments except for the mitznefes. It's not talking about the mitznefes. It's talking about the other garments.
אבל יש להעיר שבגמרא מצאנו לגבי כהן הדיוט שנקרא מצנפת אף שלכהן הגיוט היה מקבט. We see in the Gemara,
says Tosfos, מלושן הגמרא אשכחון לקורי מצנפס להי the כהן הדיוט. We see the Kohen Hedyot's hat is called a mitznefes. Then we name the Perek Barishoina. And we see in Yuma 25a, Gabe Payis, Echayois and Payis, the Kohen Amoyed and Beigul Bamune. Hayomer Misbar Maslim was to count the Kohen, they would stand in a circle and he would count them, the Kohen. With a count. And there was Zeicha in this lottery, and we say there that the Mamun, and the mitznefte shalachod mehem. And he would take the hat of one of them. And from him the lottery would begin. So it's mashma that it's called a mitznefes. Very kosher. How do we say mitznefes? The Kohen Gadol is called that the mitznefes is called a mitznefes because it was a smaller out the tzitz. The lo ha'yat tzitz biyom ha'kipurim bebig day love v'lo bikar love mitznefes.
Says Tosa, I don't understand. Why on Yom Kippur was the Kohen Gadol wearing a mitznefes? On Yom Kippur there's no tzitz. So why is he different than the Kohen Hedyot? If there's no tzitz, then he can wear a mikbas just like the Kohen Hedyot.
So Tosis answers, v'shema. Even though there's no tzitz, and Yom Kippur, Aval Pichain Haisa Ktana, nevertheless the hat was smaller. Kimitznefes shall call Ashana. And that's why it's called a mitznefes. There was no tzitz. There's also no tefillin on Yom Kippur. But he still wore the mitznefes. So Ad Kan Midivre HaTosfos. So what we saw in Tosfos was that there's a tzitz and there's a mitznefes, and the mitznefes is smaller than the tzitz, and we saw machlekes between the Rebbe and Tosfos where he wore the tzitz. Did he wear the tzitz on his head, mamish, like the Rebbe wants to say, or on his forehead, as is the seemingly pashut meaning of the pasuk? And there's a lot more to talk about on this. We have a shir that we're busy preparing, which is going to go through this chiluk between mitznefes and mikbas, so hopefully we'll get there and we'll see. Neflois rabois mitoiras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, sweet friends. Shalom, shalom.